You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, hey, everybody. It is Monday night, time for American Whiner. My name is Alex. Welcome. We are on podcastdetroit.com. It's the day before Halloween, and it is our first group show. We are finally here after summer and the beginning of the fall of introductions and getting to know the people that I will be having on the group shows. We are finally at the very first group show. And for the very first group show, we have Mr. Phil Salvatore, who was here a couple weeks ago. We have our very first guest ever from back in May, Davey Downs. So glad he can make it because he's on call today, and he poked his head in just before, like about 10 minutes ago. And I was like, Davey, it's so great to see you. And then on his way is Gary Walker, who is here back in September, and he will be here any minute, and we will get to talking. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
That's great. We're going to talk about Halloween today. I mean, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of shit, but I figured because it's the day before Halloween, we'll start off the conversation by, first of all, telling us what you did over the weekend, if you had anything going on Halloween, really. I know you didn't, Phil, but we'll get to that. And we'll take it from there. And then I figure we could talk about Halloween memories that we have and stuff like that. So Phil, why don't we start with you? Because I know that your weekend was not particularly Halloween related. It was very interesting, and it actually had something to do with that affected me and many other people in the area. So why don't you talk about that?
Well, Halloween started Monday night for me.
Oh, really?
Scary, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that water main that broke.
Yeah, nobody, right?
Farmington Hills.
Farmington Hills, yeah.
It affected, all the way up to Rochester, Novi, Farmington Hills, obviously, West Bloomfield. Pretty much what happened, the main, a transmission main, a 48-inch pipe broke, and that's the pretty much 90% of the city is fed off that pipe. So they lost water. Mm-hmm. The Providence Park Hospital was not going to be able to get water.
Right. I was reading they switched surgeries. They basically had to shut down.
They shipped everybody out of there. So.
And I'm right down back from that. So that's I did not have water either.
So it was a really, really big deal. So we worked we had guys there 24 hours just doing monitoring, making sure people had water. We bought 40,000 gallons of water, bottled water from Sam's Club. We're passing those out at the fire stations and our building. Luckily, West Bloomfield found a way to give us water. Because if not, they wouldn't have even gotten water until...
Hey, Gary's here. Hey, man, come on in. Phil's is telling us about the water main break that he had to deal with last week.
So, I was there. I did two all-nighters. Thursday night, we did nothing but... Because we finally got water back. Through the main line, so we flushed hydrants. I did that for 22 hours straight. So it was fun. They had to boil the water and I took
two showers in the past week because I had to go back to my parents for both of them.
So twice as many showers in the past week.
No, you're fine. So they lifted the boil water for Novi yesterday.
Thanks.
And I think Farmington was today.
Yeah, it was when I checked last night. I noticed that it was on, and I ran my faucets for half an hour this morning.
But Monday night, our assistant city manager, which came in, he's like. He looked at my boss and my boss's boss, the water engineer. He's like, "So how fucked are we?" Because we didn't know. It's called the SCADA system. It monitors pressures out throughout the city, and everything is just falling and falling and falling. And we're like, "Oh God,
yeah,
this is going to be bad."
Yeah.
So
well, you said you saw the rip in the pipe itself, and you said it looked like the Titanic.
It did. It was probably a 7 or 8 foot for pictures. Just gash in the pipe.
Well, God bless you for fucking getting that done in a week, man. I mean, that was huge. They had the pipe in the next day. I mean, that was, didn't they, or the day after or something like that?
The new pipe arrived Wednesday. They had it installed Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and then just slowly filled the every pipe up.
And then tested it, right? You got to test it to make sure it's not going to kill anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
So I didn't fix it myself, but...
But you were there. I
went up there, looked at it, took pictures of it, so...
Well, good job, man.
Thank you.
Gary, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
Good now. I took 75 on the way in. Massive mistake.
Yeah, 75 is always fucked.
Yeah, and I made every, like, bad lane choice I could. It was literally just the opening of Office Space, like, all over again. It was... I had to get some more of that Rodman vodka to just kind of level me out.
That's how I feel. The one time I was late for this show was back in September. I think it was right after you were on, actually, Gary. Mm-hmm. And I spent like the whole intro of the show just talking about how pissed I was and how I was trying to calm down and I couldn't. And
I remember that.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to talk about Halloween here because it's the day before Halloween. I'll start because I have a very short story. I didn't do anything this week. I did jack shit. I sleep because I work two jobs and I slept on Saturday night and then I slept all through Sunday for some reason too. So that's my weekend. I did get a little pumpkin, tiny pumpkin that my parents weren't going to use. I grabbed it and I saw this idea for a little face. You just poke like with a screwdriver, you poke little eye holes and it looks like looks like an emoji basically, a little smiley emoji. So that's going to be my pumpkin. I don't know what I'm going to do with it because I'm not going to like accept trick-or-treaters if they come to my apartment or anything.
And you're on the third floor, like I wouldn't want to trick treat up there.
Yeah, no, and I don't have anything to give them anyway.
They come to your door, just no.
Yeah. Try again.
So we'll start with Phil. Phil, besides the water main break, did you do anything?
No.
Davey.
I finally stopped working at 7:30 Saturday. So yesterday, my grandma had her birthday party.
Oh, happy birthday! How old is she?
88.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. Noam Chomsky's age.
She's so sharp though.
Just good for her. Easy to do at 88.
No. So we did that, and that was it.
All right.
Happy weekend.
Yeah. So, well, happy birthday, Grandma.
Yep, happy birthday, Grandma.
Davey, what was up with you?
Well, for Halloween, last weekend, I went to a buddy's Halloween party, and I dressed up as the dude. That's just, like, my go-to.
Oh, the Big Lebowski dude?
Yeah, exactly. Classic. But the weekend that just passed, I didn't really do anything Halloween-related. I bought a Dreamcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been getting into, like, retro gaming pretty hard, and the Dreamcast was like the last one I kind of wanted. I was like, I was looking up like YouTube videos, like best Dreamcast games, or is Dreamcast worth it, or something. And apparently, you can just download all Dreamcast games and burn them onto a CD.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, fuck yeah, $30 for a Dreamcast and unlimited Dreamcast games. Yeah, I'll buy one of those.
Dreamcast was like, I never had a Dreamcast and I never knew what was on Dreamcast. That was the one. I never had a Nintendo 64, but I knew what it was and I knew what you could play on it. Dreamcast was the one system that I was never familiar with in the 90s.
It was all right. It had like Soul Calibur and some 3D Sonic games, but.
And you have all of those now?
I have some of them. I downloaded a bunch on Saturday night and then we played a few, excuse me. We played a few and yeah, it's cool. I'm glad I got it.
All right. Gary, what was up with you?
Not too much. I had a couple parties. The one that Davey went to, I was at, and I got this idea that day to be an Antifa protester. So I went with that as the costume. But my other ones, I just sort of like, since I already had most of the shit, I went with Negan from The Walking Dead. All I had to buy was this red scarf. Some like razor wire for a bat I already had that looked like it's been used to kill people. It's just like this nasty old Louisville Slugger, no paint, just wood. I found it in my garage and I'm like, this is my truck security system basically. So I was like, just wrap some razor wire, a little red spray paint, and
you've already got pants. The facial hair going.
Yeah, I already have the dark charming features of him. So yeah,
razor wire just like laying around.
No, it was like $4 at Spirit Halloween.
Oh, right.
That was like the major investment, and the scarf was like $10 on Amazon.
So it was real razor wire then.
No. They had like barbed wire. The barbed wire was like really rubbery and like flimsy looking, and I was like not feeling it. The razor wire was like plastic at least, so it's like rigid.
Uh-huh.
It's still safe, but like if I like stick you in the eye with it, like it'll get you real good for sure.
Yeah, it's like PG.
And I mean, you know, if you see if I draw the weapon from my truck, if you're trying to roll me for my pizza tips, like you're gonna definitely think twice because you're like, is that real blood? Is that real razor wire? this guy might have $80 on him, not worth it. Moving on. Like, let's just go. So it's I've upgraded my security system, basically.
You should put that on Snapchat, man. You're always showing people stiff you for tips, but you should show your reaction, you know, when you go up with
just
your
like
bat.
Petting your
yeah.
Like,
come on,
bat.
Yeah, please come take my $80. Like, I welcome it.
So yeah, Gary, I had a thought when you first of all, I have to ask, what was your Antifa costume?
Oh, real simple, just, you know, like black t-shirt, these actually black pants I'm wearing right now. I had like black boots, black hoodie, leather jacket. I had this like mask that's for cold weather, I think, possibly. Yeah. And it's got like breathing, like you could only see my eyes. Like, oh, if you were going to rob a bank, this is like a good mask to do it with.
It's a ski mask then.
Yeah. Not quite a ski mask though.
What's the difference between a ski mask and like one of those? Because I'm picturing.
It's just the design, really, because it's not a ski mask.
You could ski with it though.
You could totally ski with it because, yeah, if you put on goggles, it's total like coverage of your face. But it has like Velcro in the back here and it just kind of like wraps around the front of my face.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
Yeah. And so, did you have the bat too?
No, I decided to be, you know, just, no bad.
You were a peaceful Antifa.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just there to make sure nothing got out of hand. Just separating the people. Cause that's kind of what I am in real life. Anytime there's been like a brawl, I'm just like between bodies, just moving people, you know.
Dude, that is, and you know what? What's so funny is I can think of a specific story where that is absolutely true. It happened outside of Ashley's. I wasn't there, but I heard about it. So.
Oh, that one was different. I thought you were talking about when we were at that chick's house in Dearborn Heights.
I thought he was talking about
Ashley's. No, Ashley. Well, Ashley's, I couldn't break the fight up because his goons were holding me. That was the unfortunate part. It was as soon as Davey got hit, I just felt hands all over me, just holding me. And I'm like trying to wiggle loose, but there's like four of them. And it's like, yeah, it's just me, man. Like, I wasn't going to
fight you.
We were just trying to leave, but these guys were like, just, I don't know.
Just want some rattlesnake fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rattlesnake pasta.
Jesse's.
I guess what we'll do now is we can go around the table and have a Halloween memory. It doesn't have to involve the other people at this table, but I mean, if it does, awesome. Maybe just like your favorite. I mean, it could even be from your childhood, I suppose. Like what your favorite costume was, or what, you know, just the first thing that sticks in out of your mind when you say
Phil's racking his brain.
I was gonna start with you, Phil. Do you want to? You can have more time if you want, because Gary's right.
I got a couple. One year I went as a ninja, and that was the year I broke my arm at Skateland. So I was this broken arm ninja, which is an interesting costume.
Of a cliche.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I'm not going to be sneaking through any corridors with this like sling on or anything. And it's a tough costume to wear in this region that time of year, because it's thin ninja fabric.
Oh, yeah.
From the Far East, and you have, like, you know, I eventually had to put on my, like, that starter jacket everybody had in third grade.
Oh, the reversible one?
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, that had to go on. So then I was ninja in a starter jacket by, like, 9:30.
Nice.
And, let's see, I was Steve Eisenman one year.
Cool.
Because how could you not be, you know, or Fedorov, or, you know, take your pick, whoever.
Whoever's jersey you had.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Do you remember in 2011, you were Jesus?
Yeah.
And so was I.
Yeah, and so was some other guy at that same party.
Yeah, there were three Jesuses. And that was the party that the only time I've ever hung out with Tom was at that party. Mm. And then I was with my date after the party, and I puked down the curb afterwards.
At that party?
At that party, yeah, because I was quite sick afterwards. Mm. It was a good party.
Was it drinking sickness?
It was a whole bunch of stuff. It was just crunk sickness. It was, oh, God. I honestly, it was one of those, like I have flashes of memory, you know, because I remember I was in the passenger seat because I remember her just sitting there in the driver, like waiting for me to finish so that we could go home. And all I could think was like, well, I'm not getting laid. But
bummer.
Yeah.
It had. We've all done it.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch.
Yep. That was actually, it hasn't happened since. So.
Yeah, you know. Learn.
Yeah. Yep. Davey.
I can't think of any memories, but I remember I was Undertaker for like 2 years in a row.
Nice.
Yeah, back when I really liked wrestling. That was cool. I used to go trick-or-treating with my cousin Dennis, and we used to get pretty good haul, like around his neighborhood.
Oh, dude, his
yeah, that's
primo,
what I'm saying.
Windy streets and just so many houses.
Exactly.
No choice.
Do you remember? I remember 2 years ago. Were you the guy from Ghost? You were dressed like a Satanist, basically.
Yeah.
And I remember we went and got liquor. And you walked into the store and the guy was like, you know, hey, are you dressed up for Halloween? And you said something to the effect of, no, I dress like this all the time.
I remember that.
It's Halloween.
That sounds like me, yeah.
I've worn onesies the past like 3 Halloweens. They're so warm. Except for last year I was a mermaid, but
you had your,
still had
Ninja
pants.
Turtle.
Yeah, I was Raphael costume. For like 2 years. I think last year I was Batman. This year I'm a kangaroo. It has a pouch so I can like carry my shit in it.
Oh,
it's super
nice.
Convenient.
My favorite costume that I had two. I had a lion costume when I was like in elementary school, and then when I was in middle school until I stopped trick or treating. Actually, like the last 4 or 5 years that I went trick or treating, I dressed as the guy from Scream. And the reason I liked that costume so much is because it was such a hit. With all the kids, you know, like at school and stuff, because they'd see me and they'd be like, oh, it's the dude from Scream. And they didn't know that it was me because, you know, it completely covers you. So I could go in and like nobody would know that it was Berg. and so that's mine.
Dead Mark, you absent Scream guy.
Yeah. I remember these kids in the hallway. I was at some elementary school function for my younger siblings, and these kids they did something. I don't remember what. They might have, like, come up behind me and, like, poked me or something. They were just fucking with me in some way. I remember I turned around, and they were like, oh, shit. And they run down the hallway, and then I start following them, and they're looking behind me. I, like, chased them throughout the second grade wing or whatever it was. So yeah, but does anybody have any plans for tomorrow night? Or is everybody – it sucks to be – but every time a holiday is that you don't get off from work automatically. I think Halloween's like one of the only ones.
Yeah. It's a holiday for kids, you know.
Yeah.
We do our Halloweening on the weekends. You know, if somebody throws a party. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I'm in the pizza industry, and that's like one of the biggest nights of the year. So it's like nobody gets the night off. I have a short shift, but I will be working, unfortunately, avoiding trick-or-treaters. It's really not that hard to do. The kids aren't trying to get hit as much as their parents think that's the case. It's real easy to not run over children on Halloween. I've been doing it for 3 straight years.
I'll be working tomorrow as well, so I'm
proud of you. Accomplishments. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always like you said, the kids. You know, in my parents' subdivision, every Halloween, I always coast through because you're expecting them to like.
Yeah.
Just jump out in front of you, and then all of a sudden your life is ruined, you know, and theirs too.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the one night I like take it easy. Any other night, I drive like a lunatic completely. I've been scaling it back lately. I haven't gotten any calls. That's when you know you need to like take it easy. Somebody calls and they're like, who's driving the Silver Explorer? They almost killed 3 people. They almost did this. It's always exaggerated, but it does make you stop and think, like, okay, yeah, he's. Kind of right.
It's funny that happens. My van is unmarked, so
nice.
I can drive like a fucking asshole, and I do.
Oh, that's great. And they just – somebody in a panel van.
Yeah.
The crime could be in progress.
Who are they going to call?
Yeah.
This guy in a white van just gave me the finger after he cut me off. What a jerk.
Phil, you looked like you were going to say something earlier, and I cut you off.
No, you're fine. I was.
Oh, by the way, no, I'm just kidding.
I was thinking about going down to the Red Wings game tomorrow.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh,
but I probably not.
Yeah,
I thought about it. I'm like,
you've gone to a game, right?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, you haven't been to the arena at all.
No.
All right, I went for wrestling. There's a lot more room on the concourse. I'll say that.
I would hope so.
I don't know if I'm a huge fan of the seating though. Something about it just
really.
Like it should. I want it to be better. I don't know. Like maybe I got to go to a few games, figure it out.
What exactly is it like?
It's just kind of. It's still pretty cramped. Like you remember the Joe was like just packing them in, and then when you get to the upper levels, it's seriously like real steep.
It's like you're sitting on a slanted wall.
Yeah, you kind of get like. You know, my friend said she got vertigo from the Paul McCartney concert, and was like not feeling too hot.
Columbus are like that too. The higher up you get, it's...
Yeah.
Why would it be so cramped? There's like 3,000 less seats.
I don't know, just more shit going on,
more restaurants.
Just whoever... Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that, but like, just whoever designed it, just sleep at the wheel, man. Something like that. I don't know.
No.
But I've only been to one event, and I was okay with my seats. They were fine. I could see everything good, but...
I guess that's all that matters.
Yeah. But hey, the concourse is like 6,000 times better. Like, you remember how it was before. Like,
yeah, that was shitty.
I've been in like less cramped like high school hallways than
Joe's concourse. Are there still urinal troughs?
No, dude. It's 2017, man.
Bummer.
No, everything's like real nice and sleek. And yeah, it's not just like some big tub full of ice like in the good old days.
That's one of my fondest Joe Louis memories is standing in line waiting for the trough. And I remember this kid behind me being like, man, I refuse to piss in a trough.
Well, you're even saying that out loud.
And then he did.
And then he did, yep, yeah, with everybody else.
Sell out.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been down to Little Caesars yet. I've seen the outside of it for a couple of concerts that I've been down. But like, I remember thinking the very first time I saw it, like if I didn't know that was an arena, I would assume it's a shopping mall or something like that.
Yeah, it really doesn't look like one.
No. Like you look at Ford Field and you know Joe Louis and you're like, that's an arena.
Yeah. There's no other thing it could be.
Yeah, this is just like this big cement building that says Little Caesars on it, and there's a little puck, orange puck thing under the Little Caesars words. So
I'm going to try to make some Pistons games down there because they're just basically giving those tickets away. Nobody's going. The team ain't that bad. Like,
I don't pay attention. I know at least how the Tigers are doing or like how the Lions are doing. I don't watch any of the games. I have no idea, no frame of reference for basketball at all.
I feel like
all.
The Pistons are always that team that just everybody's like, well, whatever. But then when they're good, everyone's like,
oh, yeah, I've
it.
Always liked them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember didn't they win the championship in 04 or something?
Exactly.
That's
right.
the last time I remember hearing
and
anything about
that. That is the last like NBA team pretty much like ever that didn't have like a true superstar that won a title. Every time you got like just one guy that's just like a total killer.
A LeBron or something.
Yeah, something like that. And like, you know, we didn't quite like we had like just five really good guys basically. And it wasn't pretty. We played defense like NBA hated it. It's not marketable, except in Detroit. We're like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yep.
Like, wrecking people's days. That's what we're about around here. And that's what we did. And it got us a title.
Oh, man. Well, I exhausted all my fucking topics already. I was like, well, we'll talk about Halloween memories. And I literally thought of this on the way here, too, because it shows you how much thought I put into it. So I was like, I'm just so happy that all three of these guys are going to be here, you know. So I'm sure we're just going to end up talking. And sure enough, like we're talking about sports. I don't usually talk politics with you guys, but I have to ask because this is huge news. The Manafort indictment that happened today, where his surrender or whatever it was. Did anybody hear about that? Everybody familiar with what's going on there?
Tom kind of filled me in.
I have no idea.
Tom would. Yeah.
Basically, he's this pumped. Guy that was Trump's campaign manager from March of 2016 until like August of 2016 when they fired him because they found out that he was a piece of shit. Basically. He got Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor. He's the very first person that this special prosecutor has arrested, basically. Jeez. And one of the charges is conspiracy against the United States. It has to do with like his financial dealings and stuff like that. Like if you actually read, like I've been looking on Reddit, obviously, and there's a lot of lawyers talking about. You know, if you actually read the charges, it's not nearly as bad as like the people that like you can't. They're not going to do this and automatically go after Trump. There's not really a.
It's
going to
be
gun.
A long, arduous process.
Damn. Yeah.
Like, well, that's the end game. Is it works kind of like the way they bring the mafia down. You start with this guy that you can get stuff to stick, and then you get him to roll over on him,
right.
And then that guy rolls over on him, and you just sort of like create this web of. Treasonous shit, basically. Then everybody turns on everybody, and then everyone just goes down.
But the thing is because this guy is like the littlest fish. That's a huge deal because one guy compared him to like the free space on a bingo card. Like he was that obvious. It was like this is obviously going to be the first guy to go.
Yeah, I mean, if you get fired from the Trump campaign for being a piece of shit, like. Whoa.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like a prerequisite to work there. But they're like, hey, whoa, buddy. You need to, like, scale it back.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, he had, like, his own kids were talking about, like, they have records of his kids saying, like, you know, he's killed people in Ukraine before and things like that. So,
wow.
War crimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it takes to get fired by Trump.
Yeah.
Getting caught.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, getting caught for it. Yeah, that's the thing. You can work for us for about 5 months, but after that, we have to let you go.
And act surprised when we find out.
Well, that's what his tweet said this morning. I saw his tweet, and he said – he was like – it was basically what everybody was expecting, which is you know, this how he did all this shit way before he worked for me. Hillary's the real problem. Everybody go look at Hillary. Good.
Fake so. News. Sad.
Yeah, exactly. He said – I think he did say sad at the end of it. So here we are. But so anyway, yeah, that's some big news from today. Fuck, what does everybody else want to talk about? Like, let's see what we got
here. I have
here.
Not had time to think about anything I want to talk about.
Yeah, because all you're thinking about is the water main break probably and the all the overtime you got last week.
Just so. work and more work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
I was wondering where that was coming from. Nice work, Davey. You got a future in producing.
I didn't think I was going to be able to make it today. Just because I was on call.
Me either. When I was on 75, I was 5 minutes away, and I'm like, God damn it, I'm going to miss the whole show.
You're 5 minutes away and 20 minutes away at the same time.
Yeah.
Dude, 696 has gotten a lot better, but like, I still, like, I left at just before 6, and they fucking blocked off Beck Road, the going south. I didn't know this.
Where at?
Beck, it's between West Road and the fucking Pontiac Trail.
Like Wixom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Wixom, right around the corner from me. And so, like, I turn into the speedway hoping I can get out and make a left because, of course, traffic is fucked. And so I'm trapped in the speedway then. And I'm, like, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, God fucking damn it.
Right at, was that, like, Pontiac Trail and
Pontiac back? Trail and Beck, yeah, yeah. So, so that, like, right off the bat, I was like, I swear to God, if I miss this show, if I'm late for this, and these three guys are sitting there waiting for me, like,
we'll just start without you.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. I was fully prepared to just send the message to the Facebook group and be like, hey, you know,
it's our show now.
Yeah. Alex is gone. No one will miss him. So.
You're the glue that keeps it all together. Because we would just, who knows what the three of us would be talking about if you weren't here to be like, all right, format,
right.
Show.
Well, we're about to find out because, like I said, I used up both of my questions already.
Oh,
so.
I mean, I got more Halloween stories. Dude. I got adulthood stories.
Spill them, man. Let's hear them, man.
All right. This is a really good one. Well, I don't know if it's a really good one. But this one party I threw, first off, my costume. I put way more effort into making sure the party was a hit than I did my costume. I went with Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy, and that consisted of me wearing a brown leather jacket that really didn't even look like the one from the movie, and that was it.
Oh,
so
really?
I was just a guy in a brown leather jacket claiming to be. Actually, more people thought I was Donnie Brasco than Star-Lord.
That's like
so.
The most obscure leap of, like, I'd never
yeah. –
you look at a person in a leather jacket and go, the first thing you think is Donnie Brasco.
Well,
like,
it might have been how I was doing my hair at the time.
Hey, remember that movie from 1997
yeah.
with Johnny Depp and Al Pacino? You know, yeah, that's what that leather jacket reminds me of.
So that was the first time I've ever had a costume change over the course of an evening. So I eventually just was like, yeah, I'm Donnie Brasco now. and I had this guest that my friend Tara brought that she was a flapper, and she had this dress with all these kind of like dangly things on it.
Yeah.
And they kept getting caught on my jacket's buttons. And eventually I made a rule where – if she ever got hooked to my jacket, we had to make out, and that ended up like really being like, the greatest creation of rules in the history of rules.
Because then she started doing it on purpose, right?
Yeah. So, that was like easily my most successful Halloween party.
Very
basically
nice.
Because of the jacket I chose to wear.
And based on the fact that it was
Star-Lord.
And I
was a good host.
Did I go to that one?
I think everyone was like at that one.
Probably.
Man. And she was like a little under the weather, and I was like, here's like medicine and tissues and like whatever you need, and then it was just like,
aw.
and that was that. I don't know if I have any other good parties though. That's the one.
I'm trying to think. Like, I up until I was like 21, I could tell you exactly what I did at every single Halloween, like from the age of 5 on. I remember being dressed as the Red Power Ranger. That was the first like real Halloween memory I have. Just because all the like toddlers and little kids were like, "Holy shit, it's the real Jason!" And I felt, you know, really, really, you know, popular and good about things that
probably because after 21, you just didn't do anything. Just
that's I you know you're probably right, man. But even like the year I was out of town, which was 2015, that was the year that I was hanging out with you guys, and I did multiple things that year. I went to Pontiac. That was the year I was dressed as the bear. I had the bear costume.
I remember the bear.
Yeah, it was your party. Actually, it was in your basement. I remember. I'm trying to think of like, I don't really have any crazy I remember this one Halloween was a year I was dressed as Scream And we were in my neighborhood, these guys that I hung out with, my high school friends, and two of them got into a fight on this dude's front lawn. And my other friend had to play Gary and go in and break up the fight. And because I don't even remember. Actually, I do remember what caused it. One of the friends was going around and just going, making these cawing noises right in people's ear.
And I would have punched him.
Yeah, and it eventually got to the point, I remember my friend just fucking, he did it. After my friend had warned him numerous times, don't do that anymore or I'm going to fuck you up. And he fucking put him in a headlock. I remember hearing like the guy choking and he's like, how do you like this? You like this business and this? Meanwhile, there's all these kids going by, you know, on the street. There's this fucking teenager with a guy in a headlock. And then my other buddy just goes around. He's like,
what were they dressed up as?
One of them was dressed as like this, he had like a denim jacket. I think he was like a greaser or something like that.
Fitting.
And I don't
know. Had to be the guy in the headlock.
Yeah. Oh, and then the other guy was like a zombie or something. He was the guy in the headlock. And the other guy was like a zombie or something like that. I remember he had his face painted white and like he made it look like he was decaying and stuff like that. And his clothes were all ratty. And, so yeah, that's, that was one of the first memories that came to mind. Yeah, I don't know if I should talk about that.
Then you have to. You got it.
I lost my virginity on Halloween.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, you just changed the names or whatever. Yeah.
Well, it's not that exciting of a story. Basically, we watched The Shining and then we had sex. And that's pretty much it.
Good aphrodisiac.
Yeah. I don't even think we finished it.
Sex or Shining?
Both.
My Halloweens are so lame now. I've never had like a really good Halloween. When I was a kid, yeah. But I think I stopped trick-or-treating at like seventh or eighth grade.
You stopped at seventh? I stopped when I was a sophomore in high school. That was the last year I went.
I might have went. I know there was a time I stopped, and my buddy and I went out a couple years later. And nobody was passing out candy over us. So we were like, fuck it.
The last time I went trick-or-treating, our buddy was like smoking while we're trick-or-treating. Like, you probably shouldn't do that.
Smoking weed?
Just like cigarettes. He's like, you guys are kind of old. Give me some candy.
It's my costume.
Yeah.
No, my grandma made me a Thomas the Tank Engine costume when I was a kid.
Nice.
She made me Danger Mouse. She made me a skunk costume. So we talk about Halloween memories.
Yeah,
that's all I have.
Those are the best, man. My mom, I remember, made me a bat costume when I was six. It was like this Russian hat that we had, and she put these little felt ears on it, and I had wings and stuff. And
yeah.
Those are the best of the homemade costumes.
Mm-hmm. Or you can just get out of work one day and go as a mechanic.
Yeah.
They're like, what are you? I'm like, I just got out of work. Because I had belt tire shit on, and so I just took dirt and put it on my face, and everyone's like, your costume fucking sucks. Like, you smell.
Oh, that's fine.
You smell.
I saw Jake from State Farm at a party the other night, and I'm like, come on, man. Like, mm-hmm. You're really reaching there, bud.
Did he have to have, like a name tag that said Jake?
He had a red polo and khakis on.
I would assume.
I thought he wasn't wearing a costume, and then he explained what it was.
Were you working at Target before you got here?
I was like, well, like, there was, like, a year where you could do that maybe, but, like, come on, bro. Like, try harder.
How old were you when you stopped trick-or-treating?
Probably, like, right around Phil's age. So maybe a year or two later, 13. 13, 14. Mm-hmm. I don't think I did it in high school.
You guys missed out. Bunch of free candy.
I had my neighborhood was kind of meh. Like, a lot of old people. So you'd get the
pennies.
Just whatever. There was like one dude that handed out cans of pop. That was the house to check out.
Yeah.
You had cans of pop, and then his neighbor passed out tennis balls, and the neighbor gave out 15 cents.
Tennis balls?
So it was like three houses in a row was unconventional.
Yeah.
That is weird. Yeah, I remember a house.
Tennis ball. Yeah,
there's a house. They do a pack of gum and then a dollar.
The pack of gum is like, what? But then the dollar, as a kid, you're like, oh, fuck, yeah, a dollar.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Every kid, like, if you get, like, 300 kids, like, that's 300 bucks you're dishing out.
Yeah, shit.
Does anyone get 300 kids? Like, what's the...
That guy does. Yeah, he's known as a pack of gum dollar guy.
Dollars.
It's Herbert the pervert.
Yeah.
Come on back now.
Oh, man. I do have one Halloween memory that I'm positive I've told all of you the story before. It's the very first time I ever smoked, and I think somebody spiked my drink that night.
Really?
That was on Halloween. Yeah, whoa. that was a Halloween memory.
What'd they spike you with?
Probably acid.
Yes, I remember this.
Cool.
All right.
I don't remember this.
I can't confirm that. I've never confirmed. It was exactly 10 years ago, actually. It was 2007. And I cannot confirm, but I had gone to this party. I didn't know anybody. It was these people that I worked with at the radio station at EMU, WEMU. And I went in. It was this old house in Ipsy. And I don't even remember why I went. I think I wanted something to do and I wanted to meet some new people. And so I'm just hanging out and, you know, people are partaking in various things. And so I'd never done it. And so I was like, okay. I'm trying to think of exactly what happened. basically, I remember everybody was sitting around in this big communal circle. And they were all playing CCR covers. There were various instruments that had been handed out, guitars. I remember one girl was playing a flute. And I was sitting in this old rocking chair. And as the night went on, like, I started to notice things were kind of strange. At first, I was kind of like, oh, this is nice. You know, I'm enjoying this. But then I quickly realized that people are starting to turn. And I swear to God, I remember watching this happen into animals. The guy with the guitar was a goat. The girl with the flute was a deer. There was a hippo. There was a gopher. There were various other animals. And I was looking around. I'm thinking to myself, like, is this supposed to be happening? Because I've never heard this before.
Wow.
And looking back, though, at some point, somebody had handed me a drink. And I started drinking out of this drink. And I didn't make the drink. So I think that's what was going on.
Yeah.
But I remember I stayed just long enough, and I was kind of like, I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. So I remember I stood up in the middle of this get together. Everybody's sitting around playing CCR, and I just announced I have to leave. And I turn around and I leave, go out the front door, and I start running back to my apartment. And the way I tell this story is, you remember in The Big Lebowski where he's running from the guys with the scissors in slow motion?
Yeah,
it felt like that. Like just in this void, and I was like running in slow motion. I'd look behind me, and I was convinced that there was this parade with pink and white instruments that was following me, and they were playing Killer Queen. And if they caught up to me, something really bad was going to happen.
Wow.
And so I ran all the way across campus and passed out in my dorm. And that's another Halloween story that, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That and the virginity is probably the most interesting to the Halloween
those
story.
Are some fucking
yeah, you had to tell
heavy
those. How
hitters,
could you not
man.
Tell?
Yeah. And you've definitely told me that LSD one.
And
you definitely were on LSD or something.
That,
along those lines. Yeah.
I've had that, you know, every time I tell that story, people are like, yeah, man, that's what that was.
Yeah,
no
weed
question.
Ain't going to do that to you.
Well, thank
70
you
70
so
pounds of weed will not do that to you. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to know.
The mysterious drink is what did that to you.
So
but, I can't say I wouldn't have taken the drink. But looking back on it, yeah.
Like, those are college years, man. You just, here you go.
Cheers.
Yeah, whatever, man. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Well, it never happened again, I can tell you that. At least not voluntarily. I mean, it didn't even happen voluntarily that time.
Yeah,
that
you shouldn't. That's a big no-no for me. I would never do that to somebody. I would not poison them with LSD. Definitely not. You would know you're taking it.
Well, the thing is like, I think what their whole thing was is like, who's this fucking new guy that's sitting around bogarting?
He's
like... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was let's show this guy. You know, oh, he's never done anything, huh? Well, let's
at least just say you never went back.
Yeah, yeah. That was the last time I saw any of them. I couldn't even point out the house to you. If like we were in Ipsy and we drove by it, I wouldn't know where it was.
It never happened.
Yeah,
pretty sure you're not missing out on anything.
No, no. But how are we doing on time here? Let's see.
Good.
Oh, we still got 20 minutes. Awesome. Well, about 15 actually. So, let's see here. Is there anything else that we wanted to get into?
There's so much shit I thought of working. I'm like, oh, I'll talk about this. Yeah, I'll talk about this. And none of it is coming to mind.
I think there's one thing the four of us could collectively discuss.
What's
that? That's Ken Holland's complete mishandling of the Red Wings roster in the past five to
I'm not even
eight
like
years.
I'm not even that into it, and I could totally discuss that. So fuck it,
I just sort of just like looked at the group. I'm like, all right, this will be our best bet.
Common
here.
Denominator,
definitely,
Red Wings.
Yeah.
All right, Gary,
so,
start us off.
Well, I mean, honestly, you'd have to go all the way back to like the Franzen deal. Obviously, we lost out big on that, dude. We gave that guy like $200 million, didn't we? Or $100 million?
Yeah, in fact, this will be our wine tap
for 10 years. Yeah, he did win us a cup. I'll give him credit where it's due. He scored more goals than in the other team during a playoff series, and that is a fucking impressive feat. for sure. But like, how many goals has he scored since that series? Like, literally, how many games has he played? Has he even played?
We made it to the Stanley Cup Finals the next year.
The next year. I mean, he was solid then, but I just feel like it's really kind of biting us in the ass because he...
Oh, yeah. Well, now. It's easy to say that.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, look at it. We made the playoffs for 20 years straight. When does he turn it on? In the playoffs. So why wouldn't you try and just, like, lock him down? I like Franzen, but, yeah, we got killed on that.
But it goes beyond that. But that, to me, is, like, the first, like, bad move because, like, I feel like with that, you had to let Flip go. And Flip would have been a nice piece to have around for a few more years because I think Tampa got some good years out of him. What do you think?
I think they got good years out of him, but I feel like he kind of slumped towards the end when he was with us. Mm-hmm. And he was so soft on the puck. The only thing he was good for is like drawing penalties and, I don't know, a couple good passes.
Well, to me, he was like a poor man Z, you know, just give you like a little bit of everything, you know, he could carry the puck, he could move it good, he was sound defensively.
I liked him.
A guy I'd want to have on my team.
I love Philip. That's definitely. 51.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But it's sad that your best player is your oldest player in Zetterberg.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
And a part
should
of it.
He should be your top point producer, but at the same time, you should not be having.
It's not really his game, necessarily. It is and it isn't. Like, again, he gives you everything.
I have to. Let me pose this question, you guys, because I think it's safe to say, like, again, I'm not a huge. I don't follow sports the way you guys do, but it's safe to say the Wings kind of suck right now. Is that safe to say? What needs to happen in order for them to turn it around again?
Defense.
Yeah.
Fire.
It's all in the blue line.
Well. Everyone says fire Holland, get rid of Blashill.
I heard this rumor. My younger brother told it to me that, and it was a year ago, so I know it's not going to happen. But there was this idea that with the new arena coming in, they were going to try and get Steve Yzerman from Tampa and have him replace Ken Holland. Any of you guys heard of that?
I think that's all rumor.
Yeah.
That's wishful
thinking of the fans every season is we'll get Steve Yzerman to just leave his job that he's incredibly comfortable in just to come back here. And
yep. So it'll never happen, you know?
I wouldn't say never, but look
at the team he's built.
He doesn't have a reason to yet.
No. He's super loyal. Like, he was with the Wings forever, and then as soon as he couldn't get a job in upper management, he went to Tampa, and he's going to be loyal to Tampa now.
Yeah. That's awful of us to ask. Like, hey, just drop everything and change your life because we want you here now.
Yeah, because you were with us first.
Sorry it didn't line up 5 or 10 years ago, but now it has, so.
Yeah, it would be really nice to have him here.
Oh, yeah. I'd be delighted to have him, but I get it. Like, I'm not going to hold my breath for that.
I'm not going to burn my Yzerman jersey because.
No, God, the fans that do that, especially there were Boston Celtics fans that burned Isaiah Thomas's jersey because basically he was involved in the trade. He had no say in it whatsoever. He was just the piece that was moved for this trade to happen. And this was a guy who played in a playoff game the day after his sister died for this team. Right. And they had the gall to burn his jersey. And I think that's fucking disgusting. Mm-hmm. And that's just like...
People get so
bothered
over sports.
Boston for you, though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, it's just a fucking game, ultimately. That's why I don't... In fact, one of the reasons I don't watch hockey... on a regular basis is because when I do, and it's so funny because a couple of years ago, it was 2013, I remember, my girlfriend at the time had me start watching it. And she was a big Wings fan. And I remember thinking to myself, this is why I fucking stopped, because it all comes down to this joke that Dimitri Martin made, which is, I like sports because I like to get insanely angry over things I have no control over.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember being with my hands on the side of the TV like this, like just gripping and watching it. And I'm like, this is why I cannot get emotionally invested in sports.
I get really pissed if the Wings are like clearly not playing well or like playoffs or whatever it is. I'll shun my girlfriend out. Fuck the world if they're not playing well. And it sucks. I have zero – that affects my life in no way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if they win the Stanley Cup. I gain nothing from it. Excitement, yeah.
You buy some bottles of champagne.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
fire them off
these
in the streets. That's about it.
That are – if you want to go politics and sports, all this, like, anthem protesting bullshit. It's like I don't see the big deal in it.
Yeah.
I mean, is it disrespectful? Yeah. Okay, but They're not hurting anyone.
Well, even then, like if we want to get into that, like if you're familiar with how that started, and I'm totally fine because it's actually kind of interesting to me. But like, and you mentioned people are like, well, he's so disrespectful. Well, here's what happened. First of all, he sat for two games originally, and nobody mm-hmm. noticed, right?
Yeah, he sat on the bench,
and he sat, and then this Nathan Poyer, I think he's a friend of his or just somebody he was acquainted with. He's a mm-hmm. he's a vet.
Yeah.
Told him like, hey man, look. This is really disrespectful, and if you want to protest, like that's fine. But here, if you want to do it in a way that is not, you know, so blatantly disrespectful to the people right. that fucking died that gave you the right to do sure. that, you can take a knee, and because mm-hmm. that's how it has something to do
it
with.
It shows reverence.
Yeah,
like, Tim Tebow did it, and everyone fucking lost their mind because you can't bring religion or his beliefs into the game.
Mm-hmm.
People lose their mind over that, mm-hmm. but. You know, fucking same thing. There's two sides of the argument. There's people that praise him for doing what it is, and quite frankly, I'm kind of with him. Like, okay, do what you've got
to
do.
Well, that was my point, which is if he really wanted to be disrespectful, he would have just kept sitting.
Right.
Instead, he's like,
no,
well,
he's
okay,
not,
I'll,
yeah,
you know.
He's not trying to disrespect anybody. He's trying to make a statement for sticking up for people of his, like, I don't know, race or culture.
Yeah, police brutality.
I totally get it.
Definitely. I think it goes beyond the police brutality, but like that's an easy like avenue.
That was
to go.
The starting point
because basically. Because it's so patently obvious. Because you just see all these people, your Sandra Blands, your Tamir Rices, all these folks that are just senselessly killed over petty or even just complete non crimes, and then there's just a complete lack of repercussions. Like there's no sort of discipline mm-hmm. that's adequate for these police, and it's like. You just gotta kind of put the hammer down on that. Their whole purpose is public safety, and if they can't be trusted with that, then fuck them.
Right.
Like, yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's not only is there no discipline. It doesn't appear there's really much effort to change.
Yeah.
What's going on.
Nobody cares.
I mean, I'm all for, like, I'm not against police officers whatsoever.
No.
Like,
they have an important job.
They do.
Absolutely.
It's a very dangerous job, but they have to be held to a
high standard
as every other criminal. I guess. I mean.
They're or just
well, every
everybody
other person,
at
every other.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
that,
it's
know.
You know, if they do a criminal act,
oh yeah,
they
yeah.
need to be
yeah.
held to the same standard.
Definitely, mm-hmm.
you mm-hmm. know, that you're not above the law; you enforce it.
And that's what these guys are getting at. And I love the protests only because they're pissing off the people I want to be pissed off.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
and they're getting pissed off over something that's just so like trivial. Like, oh, you stand at home. Do you observe yeah, exactly. the flag before the game?
And then everyone getting all butthurt about tearing down all these Confederate statues. And it's like, holy fuck, dude, chill out.
The statue argument's funny, too. They're like it has educational value. What? Have you learned one thing from a statue ever?
Yeah. If you ever want a good laugh, go to like all these like Trump for president like Facebook pages, and they'll post like
God.
There was this one. I remember I was pretty drunk when I get yeah. home. And it was like that like and share if you agree shit.
Oh yeah,
so I was
they
there.
Love it.
Yeah, and it was like this statue of Obama is offensive. He tried to divide our country. Like and share if you agree. So you go to the comment and you just see all these old white men and women. They're all old, like probably 65 and older,
mm-hmm.
commenting. Yeah, it's offensive. You know, he tried to divide our country when you know people. And it was a Confederate flag shit too. When they try, this one guy said, when the people whose statues are trying to tear down made America great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so like the people who tried to divide our country.
Yeah. The people
they tried to form another fucking
on America.
Country. They didn't
I'm
even
like,
want to be
so,
part of this country.
I'm like, what the fuck? You guys are so dumb. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know, man.
It's fucking mind-numbing.
This is a whole other, you know, we don't have the time really to get into this.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, exactly.
Part one of three.
Yeah, one of fucking five.
Because there's so much to unpack from those.
I recently infiltrated one of those pages. Me and Mike Corbett, who Davey knows, we're in an NBA.
I'm familiar with Corbett.
We're in an NBA discussion group, and you know the season hadn't started yet, and for whatever reason, the group was like, let's all go in this like public Trump group and just fuck with them. So what they would do is post these pictures of like people and like be like, could I get a like and share for the soldier? And it's like pictures from like Chappelle Show sketches and like, people that are definitely not soldiers. Like they did like Dwayne Wade, like he was in like a full like army fatigues for like Team USA stuff, and just to try to get him to do that. Like I posted a picture of Walter. I was like, this is my Uncle Walter from The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, he's a Vietnam vet. So, a lot of good men die at Hill 362 and Quezon and all this stuff. And we just sort of went in there and just were fucking with these guys. And they would have these posts that were just so like – my favorite one was, would you support – the Obamas being arrested for their crimes,
yeah,
even if it caused mass rioting. And it's like, we're really like outstepping like the bounds of reality here. First off, you want the Obamas arrested for crimes.
Yeah.
And,
but
you know,
what the fuck did,
and then fuck. You're like, well, it's going to cause rioting too, because you know the blacks. Every time riots are going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And every single thing is like, agree, yes, amen. Like, that's every comment. And I would jump in these things and, like, try to challenge their line of thinking. And I'd just get completely ignored. Yeah. Nobody
responds.
Nobody would want to argue. It's literally just old people sitting at home, collecting retirement, playing the bingo games on Facebook while flipping over to these weird Trump pages that are just,
it's
like they're brainwashed.
In all fairness, like, yes, all that is complete, you know, everything that you said, complete bullshit and, you know, the ignorance and everything. Yeah. But then you go on other pages, like certain, like, far left pages where it's like, fact that you're a white guy, like they'll be like, you don't belong here.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, it's the complete opposite. It's like, and you know what? Both of those fucking idiots deserve each other. I just want to throw all of them in the same room together and just force them to, like,
you know what they should do? They should take left and far right people and make, like, a Saw game.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Could be the next Saw
movie. Prove your point, like, as fucking Saws are coming towards your head and...
Someone needs to. That's like a short film or something like that. It's just this like Hunger Games with liberal and conservative.
Yeah,
I've heard like they say if there's another civil war, it won't be like North South or urban rural. It'll be liberal versus conservative. That's not even a thing. It's not. There's no way you can tell just by looking at
like
somebody.
People. Oh, the fucking left or the right. I hate it. That's why I don't like politics because people get so caught up in. Oh, I'm a Democrat, that they blind themselves to, okay, well, this is what they think or this is what the right thinks or just all that shit. I'm like smack dab in the middle.
Yeah, I try to stay moderate too. Getting back really quick, I have to ask you, have you ever seen, because getting back to the whole like posting a fake picture and then watching them react as if it was, there is the most famous one that I've seen is the picture of Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi and then they pretend it's Jesus. And they say like and share if you love Jesus or something like that. And it's I saw this one kid who had put it up in his grandma's house or something. And he's like, it's been there for 2 weeks and she has absolutely no idea. And I'm Catholic and I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. So. Oh, absolutely. It's just always nice to get one over on them like that where they're just sleepwalking through the stuff. It's like obviously you're not really paying attention to it you miss something that. Patently obvious, or you're just that detached from.
Well, yeah, I guess like an older person might not know, be familiar with the movie, and you know, it's kind of like, well, he's got a beard and you know, a goatee, and you know, of course, that looks like Jesus to me.
Like, I only care about the original trilogy.
Oh man, well, it's so funny that you mentioned you hate politics, Phil, because like when I started this, I was like. Boy, you know, I'm not going to steer the conversation towards politics. And I think we made it about, what, halfway in before I was like, so Manafort got
not even that far.
I
don't mind listening to people sensibly talk about politics. I don't know anything about it. Like, I don't watch. I really shun myself out from the world. I do. Like,
you got the right idea. Definitely.
My dad watches Fox News and just because whatever.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck is that?
But I came home and it's all like beautiful white women talking about racial issues that they have no.
Isn't that weird? That it's all blonde white women on Fox. I don't even think I've seen a brunette.
There was a show like I think it's called The Five, and there is a brunette on there.
Oh, there
and
is.
She's like they're talking
the token brunette,
the affirmative action hire.
They're talking about Kaepernick, and then she goes off to say, "Well, he's not even that good of a quarterback, anyways. You know, he fucking throws interceptions." I'm like. What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, I don't know. Is he a good quarterback?
Actually, he had a very good touchdown to interception ratio the last year he played.
Yeah.
He's definitely better than anybody playing for the Jets right now. I can tell you that.
Okay, so.
Okay, Caitlin just gave me the 4 minute signal, fuck. So we'll start.
I tried to do it silently, but you always rat me out.
No,
man.
That's totally fine because I want to. It's just it makes it easier for me. It's the same way like when you're not here, I always say when I'm turning off my music and shit because it's just easier than not talking and you know, I feel like I'm not you know filling. It doesn't matter, but anyway, what the fuck was I gonna say? There was Kaepernick. Is it Kaepernick or Kaepernick?
Kaepernick.
First of all? Okay, Kaepernick.
To my understanding.
That's what everyone calls him.
Did you hear because...
A caper is a food-related item.
That's what I thought.
Kaepernick! You belong in a salad!
Or a caper is like an adventure that some like detectives mm-hmm. get in or something like that.
Well, it has been an adventure so far, so...
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
I wanted to ask about this. Really quick, we can't really get into it, but because Aaron Rodgers got hurt in the Packers, there uh-huh. was a rumor that they were going to – people were like – there was an article written. It was like, hey, you know, Kaepernick's from Wisconsin, and, you know, they need a quarterback right now, so, and their backup is not used to being in
Brett
the limelight.
Hundley. Yeah.
So what is people's thoughts on that?
The head coach shut it down right away.
Oh, really?
He might as well have asked him if he wanted to sign Hitler to be the quarterback.
Oh,
like,
really?
No, we won't be doing that. Nope, not in our plans. Nope, we got two quarterbacks on the roster. Nope. Next question,
basically, what
he did.
He's been vilified from.
Yeah, he's completely blackballed by the NFL. Yeah. He'll never play there again.
Oh,
it's a damn shame.
Well, he just got $1 million book deal, so I think he'll be
all right. He has a higher purpose than throwing a football around.
At least he's putting his money where his mouth is, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Like he's actually contributing his own money.
There'll be a movie made someday.
Yo, good. Eventually. I don't know. Good for him.
And the NFL itself, I feel, is going to kind of just like destroy itself in a way. Mm-hmm. Like the hubris. Roger Goodell's a horrible commissioner. Completely incompetent.
Yeah, they're not on a good path.
More come to the NHL.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's just the league's not being run right, and
their ratings are down so low too right now.
It's the concussions too. The concussion lawsuits are going to kill them because it's like impossible to play football without destroying your brain. Like
sounds about right.
Even if you're the kicker, you're going out there
watching football.
Yeah,
Matt Prater, he's not destroying his brain getting hit, but with alcohol. So
yeah, definitely. I'm glad he did. That's what brought him to the team.
Every time he makes a field goal 50 yards or further, here, have a beer, man.
Yeah.
Just fucking keep him lubed up and ready.
Well, guys, this has been so much fun. I think I need to do this. We need to do this once a week.
Can we have a part two?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to ask about getting another day in. I don't know when because I don't have any fucking free time, but maybe, like, I don't know. I'll figure something out because this has been so much fun.
Yeah.
And
it's a good excuse to hang out.
It is. Yeah. That's the other thing. Yeah.
And now, if we do it, I will think of like talking points and.
Yeah, well, we can like.
Yeah,
we
imagine
have that
if
Facebook
we came in with structure, how good it would be. Like, we just showed up. Had some
well, even I like because I usually like write down what I'm going to talk about and stuff like that, and today I was like, I won't need to worry about it. Like, it's the four of us. We're gonna.
And you were right.
Yeah,
you called your shot and you made it.
Yeah, so we got some Halloween discussion in. We got some politics, a lot of sports, which I never thought I'd end up discussing sports on this. So, but I'm happy we did.
Yeah,
so.
Happy to help.
We filled this hour and we didn't even touch music.
Holy fuck!
We didn't touch music.
Well, right, that's the next one. Then that's the first thing we're going to talk about. So we got to wrap this up, but guys. Gary, Davey, Phil, thank you so much. We will do this again.
Thanks for having us.
I will let everybody know when that is. And I will be back next Wednesday with another group show. And I will see everybody then. Everybody have a wonderful night.